الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us together and reminds us of the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Every year we are reminded and we take lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We take lessons from the action of Qurbani. We take lessons from the action of Udhiyah. And we learn that the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a life of submission. A life of giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any questioning, without any ifs or buts. The life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us that we should obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try and follow the sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam without any questions. As soon as we come to know regarding the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do such an action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us and instructed us to stay away from an action, then we should accept and we should implement in our life straight away. The life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a life of many lessons. Not just the incident of the udhiyah, the qurbani, of slaughtering and having the dream of slaughtering his own son. But from the beginning of his life, even when he was at a young age, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was a young man and he was living with his father, Azar, and he was living in a community in which idol worshipping would take place. Now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, a young man, without any following, without any influence, he stood up for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to do. At such a young age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him such strength at a time in which the community and the people of the town and the people of the place, at a time in which they were worshipping idols, and there was no scope for anyone to say anything. It was a norm for people to worship idols. At the time in which this was taking place, this young man, the young man that you and I remember every Eid al-Adha, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he stood up and he fought for what he was instructed to do and what he believed in. And today we live in a society in which where young people, and an issue that we have is that many young people, they always are acting in terms of acceptance. Meaning they want to be accepted by people, they want to be accepted by friends, they want to be accepted by the community. Whichever area they live in, they want to be, for example, at times, the talk of the town. But the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what do the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam teach us? Is that no matter what an individual says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command comes, then we believe and we follow. So in the day that we live in, many youngsters, they want acceptance, and they do things, and they say things, the words that they use, the actions that they do, many a times is dictated by peer pressure. That if my friend is doing such and such a thing, then I will do it also. If the youngsters of my time are doing a certain action, then we should do it also. And it's only when a person and a youngster, he gives in to this peer pressure, then he feels like he has some sort of acceptance. Then he feels like that within my group, within my friend circle, I will be accepted. Whereas the reality is, as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us, is that we should stand up for what we believe in and stand up for the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of what anyone says. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he loved his father, he had respect for his father, but at that young age, he stood up and he stood up for what he believed was right, and he followed the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner, even though his father was doing the opposite. His own father was worshipping the idols. So many a time we think to ourselves that what have we got to lose? But the lives of Ma'amiyah alayhi salatu wasalam tell us that it doesn't matter if you lose everything, as long as you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have everything. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at a young age, he left his home. He became homeless because he stood up and he understood that the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come first. No matter which friends you have, no matter what circle you are in, no matter which community you live in, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to do something, then we do without any questioning. So when a youngster, he feels that he needs acceptance, and he feels that he needs to follow his friends, then he should always ultimately think to himself, that what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me? Not what my friends are telling me. What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what have I learnt about his life? And that the following of him alayhi salatu wasalam and the following of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be paramount and should be undefying for anything else. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command will come first for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's instruction, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to stay away from something, we stay away from it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to read our salah in the masjid, we come to the masjid for salah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that control your desires in that given moment when there's peer pressure, when there's influence, then at that time you stand up and you stand up for what you believe in and you follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That every aspect of his life, from a very, very young age, it was a life of submission. Submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every given moment. When a person thinks to himself, then he might think to himself he had issues and he had differences with his father, but he loved his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, he uses the word ya abati. And that ta utushiru ila al-hub, meaning that ta that is used after the word ab, is to show love and to show kindness to whoever he is speaking regarding. The same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used qala ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was instructed to slaughter his child, then his child Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam had one response. That ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. That do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to do. Regardless of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you to do, do it. And this is the legacy of Qurbani as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and had granted him a dream. A dream in which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was told to slaughter his own child. He was told to slaughter his own child. You and I, we are not being told to slaughter our children. We are just merely being told to control our desires and follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a man who was willing to be thrown into the fire for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that he was willing to accept physical difficulty and physical pain for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is not asking of us the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking of us something which is very less. No physical pain, no physical difficulty. But an action in which to control our desires, to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam in this dream, that slaughter your child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. That look and see what mashwara you get. What is the opinion of your child? So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, he asks his child that I have seen this dream, what should I do? Meaning that his own father, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, wanted to test Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam. That what will his reaction be? How will he react to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And secondly, even at this time, this difficult moment, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was taking consultation from his own child. So that if Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam had to follow through with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he would have at least given Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam some indication of what was to occur. But look at the beautiful reply of Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam and the reply of his child. He says, قَالَ يَا أَبَا تِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam's response, and he says to his father, that do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to do. Without any questioning, Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam, at that time, he didn't ask why, he didn't ask what if, he didn't say but. As soon as the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, he said, I accept. Meaning whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you to do, do it. Even though it be that you have to slaughter your own child and you have to sacrifice me for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the response of the child of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the saying goes in English, like father, like son. Meaning that a lot of the times, a son's reaction and a son's life will be an indication of his father's. The way he has been brought up, the upbringing that he has had, will be an indication of how the son will react to life as well. How the son will react to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. And on top of that, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, such a beautiful response, that you will find me from the patient people. You will find me from the patient people. And this action that he was being commanded to do, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam says to the father, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that turn me over. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. Meaning that turn me over onto the forehead, onto the side. Or another interpretation is face down. And why Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam says, that's so that you can fulfill and you can carry out the command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am facing towards you and facing upwards, then it might be so that when you see my face, when you see that I am in difficulty, or you see that I am, when the knife comes near to me, then you might feel that you don't have the strength to go through with it, then turn yourself onto your face. Turn yourself onto your face. And on top of that, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam says, even in this difficult moment, as you and I would call it, he says that turn me onto my face, onto my forehead, so that when the blood spills, it hopefully doesn't go onto the shirt that I am wearing. The jubba that I am wearing, hopefully it doesn't go onto that shirt. So that when I pass away, then you can take the shirt and give consolation to your mother. So at that time, he was thinking about his mother as well. That I need to do something, and this action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I have been commanded to do, I will do it, but I will also do it in such a way that it doesn't affect my mother as much. And when this happened, And when Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had said aslama, meaning idh qala lahu rabbuhu aslim, meaning they submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any fear, without any hesitation. A problem that you and I have nowadays is that many youngsters are always asking the question, why? Why is such and such a command like this? What is the reasoning behind it? Whereas Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the life of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us that we shouldn't think about logic. When a person thinks to himself, then he'll understand there is no logical reason for a person having to slaughter his own son. However, when the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, then the first reaction was that do it. Slaughter your own son. There was no hesitation. There was no what happens if this happens and what's the logic behind it. There was no questions. And many of our youngsters, we go to university, we go to college, we grow up nowadays, and the only question we have is why? Why do we have to do such and such a thing? Why is it like this? We need to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command and fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any question, without any hesitation. We need to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't need to ask why this is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that every given moment there was submission in his life. Submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in these days, this is what we are doing. A person, when he does the qurbani and he fulfills the action of qurbani, then every fiber of the wool of the animal, an individual, he gains reward. Before the blood reaches the ground, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that before the blood reaches the ground of the animal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your qurbani. But this word qurbani is a word in which a person, he gains closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person in reality can only gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he fulfills the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he follows the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we follow the lives of the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa sallam. We learn and we say that this is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. So again, some might have the question, if and what? How come it is the sunnah of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam when the action was only commanded once and he only had to do it once? Whereas when we learn about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we define the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously did. Whereas the reality is that this sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was that he continuously submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single action of his life, every single moment of his life, during every single age of his life, he submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even at the time in which in his community, the norm of the society and norm of the community was to do the opposite, worshipping idols. Even at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him to the strength to stand up and to believe in the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed straight away. And this was the beautiful quality of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum as well. That as soon as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do an action, as soon as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say something, then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, at that given moment, at that same time, that same second, they would fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and listen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow him. And this should be our life. When we learn that something is from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do so, and this is from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we should be willing to accept and implement in our lives straight away, immediately. So when we learn the lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we learn one simple lesson, that life and your life, our living in this world, in this temporary world, is submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it may be, whether it may be slaughtering, whether it may be reading salah, whether it may be fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially staying away from haram. Many individuals, we have this celebration, this occasion of joy, and we should, many of us, instead of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of us be involved in haram. So even at this time, we need to stay away from haram, and we need to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to learn from the lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength to have submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every given moment, every given time. Inshallah, to just go through the method of Eid Salah quickly. The Imam will say the Takbirah Tahreema first, after which everyone will fold their hands. They will read the Thana. Then after that, the first three additional Takbirs will take place. The first and second Takbir, the additional ones after Thana, which take place, a person needs to then leave his hands by his side. He lets go of his hands and leaves them by his side. On the third Takbir, he will fold his hands. On the third additional Takbir, he will fold his hands. Then the Imam will read a Surah Fatiha, and he'll read a Surah, after which the rest of the Rakat is as normal. When he gets up for the second Rakat, then he will read Surah Fatiha. The Imam will read Surah Fatiha on a Surah, after which the last of the additional Takbirs, the other three, will take place. In this second Rakat, all three Takbirs, everyone will need to leave their hands by their side. They will leave their hands by their side after the three additional Takbirs. On the fourth Takbir, which will be of Ruku', everyone will go into Ruku', and the Salah will then finish as normal. And then after the Salah, the Khutbah will take place, which is also necessary to sit and to listen to. And also for those who don't understand English, then a brief explanation in Urdu, that pehle takbir tahreema hoga, phir sabko thana padna hai, phir inshallah jo zyada takbir hai, pehli takbir aur dusri takbir mein haath ko bandhna nahi hai, usko chhut lena hai, phir tisri takbir ke upar haath ko bandh lena hai, phir imam surah fatiha aur ek surah padega, phir جو رکعت ہوگا وہ ویسے ہی ہوگا پھر دوسری رکعت میں انشاءاللہ امام سورہ فاتحہ اور سورت پڑھے گا پھر تین تکبیر جو زیادہ ہے وہ ہوگی ان میں سے سب تینوں تکبیر میں ہاتھ کو باندھنا نہیں ہے چھوٹ لینا ہے پھر چوتھی تکبیر کے اوپر سب رکوع میں جائیں گے پھر انشاءاللہ نماز ویسے جیسے پڑھا جاتی ہے ویسے ہی ہوگی پھر انشاءاللہ نماز کے بعد خطبہ ہوگا جو بھی واجب ہے سننا انشاءاللہ جزاک اللہ خیر انشاءاللہ there are no gaps everyone is standing shoulder to shoulder filling the gaps from the rows ahead before making a new saf انشاءاللہ الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك الحمد لا نحصي ثناء إلا ما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في فلسطين. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الخاتمة. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه. ونعوذ بك من شره من شر ما بعده. اللهم إنا نسألك من فجأة الخير ونعوذ بك من فجأة الشر. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Allahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Amma ba'd. I'lamu ayyuhal muslimun anna yawmakum hadha yawm 'id wa qad qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna li kulli qaumin 'idun wa hadha 'iduna. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Allahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Wa yawmukum hadha يوم نحر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع بالأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا. الله أكبر الله أكبر. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Allahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Wa qala ashabu rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya rasulallah ma hadhihi al-adahi? Qala sunnata abikum ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Qalu fama lana fiha ya rasulallah? Qala bi kulli sha'ratin hasana. Qalu fas-sufu ya rasulallah? Qala bi kulli sha'ratin min as-sufi hasana. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Allahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Wa qala alayhi salatu wassalam man wajada sa'atan li an yudahhiya falam yudahhi fala yahdhur musallana. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Allahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Wa dhabaha an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm adh-dhabhi kabshayn aqranayn amlahayn. فلما وجههما قال إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض على ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول وأنا من المسلمين. اللهم منك ولك عن محمد وأمته بسم الله الله أكبر ثم ذبح. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Wa qad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid, Lan yanala Allaha luhumuha wa la dima'uha, walakin yanaluhu at-taqwa minkum, kadhalika sakharaha lakum litukabbiru Allaha ala ma hadakum, wa bashshiril muhsinin. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar, 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 La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, was salatu was salamu ala rasulihil amin, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, faya ma'ashar al muslimin, i'lamu, أن يوم النحر يوم أحل الله لكم فيه الطعام وحرم عليكم فيه الصيام وهذا يوم ضيافة الرب للعباد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى فصل لربك وانحر. قال قتاده وعطاء وإكرمه رحمهم الله تعالى هما صلاة العيد ونحر الأضحية وذلك كله لله لربك كما أن الحج لله ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله. وتذكروا خطبة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم التي ألقاها في ميدان العرفات حيث قال فيها إن أباكم واحد وإن إلهكم واحد وقال فيها إن دماءكم حرام وقال استوصوا بالنساء خيرا وقال تركت فيكم شيئين في كتاب الله وسنتي إن تمسكتم بهما لم تضلوا عبدا فاتقوا الله فلا فضل لعربي على عجمي إلا بالتقوى وهي المطلوب من سنة الخليل عليه الصلاة والسلام قال الله تبارك وتعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم أيها المسلمون أنتم مأمورون بالفرحة في هذه اليوم كنتم في طاعة وتنتقلون إلى أخرى فافرحوا ولكم الأجر قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون فاجعلوا هذه الأيام أيام العيد فرحا لا ترحا أيام اتفاق لا اختلاف أيام سعادة لا شقاء أيام حب وصفاء لا بغضاء ولا شحناء تسامحوا وتصافحوا توادوا تحابوا تعاونوا على البر والتقوى لا على الإثم والعدوان صلوا الأرحام وارحموا الأيتام وتخلقوا بأخلاق الإسلام عباد الله قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين في كل زمان ومكان اللهم ارفع راية الإسلام في أنحاء العالم كله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أصلح ولاة أمور المسلمين في كل مكان وزمان وحين واهدهم سبل السلام اللهم اغفر للحجاج والمعتمرين ويسر لهم أداء مناسك الحج وأركانه وتقبل منهم ومنا معهم اللهم يسر لزوار بيتك الحرام اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار واجعل حجهم مقبولا ومبرورا وارزقنا أيضا بفضلك يا حنان يا منان اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد